freelance associate curator. Intertidal, allotment, about cement fields. Cement Fields is a visual art organization working collaboratively with artists and communities to create ambitious new art along the Thames estuary in North Kent. Our program is an exploration of place and process, defined by the multiple shifting landscapes that stretch along the Thames from Dartford to Whitstable. It's a place where boundaries blur, where busy urban centres sit alongside industrial sites, where waters slow in marshes and wetlands, and the major arteries of rivers and roads connect rural areas and seaside towns. We invite artists, participants and audiences to use North Kent's unique contexts to ask radical questions and explore new ideas. Through this interaction, we create experimental new art and develop imagination, skills and pathways in creative careers. Cement Fields is proud to be a national portfolio organisation, supported using public funding by Arts Council England and the University of Kent. Our organisational values are generosity, providing a warm welcome to all. All aspects of our work are inclusive and accessible. Experimentation, committed to supporting the creation of experimental, ambitious work, encouraging artists, participants and audiences to explore new ideas and take risks. Complexity, embracing challenge and difference, committed to conveying the complexity of artworks and ideas in accessible ways without losing nuance. Resourcefulness, valuing agile and independent thinking, finding creative solutions. Exchange, encouraging and enabling collaboration between colleagues, artists, communities and partners, valuing and respecting expertise, welcoming different points of view. About the project. Intertidal Allotment is a long-term project by artist Andrew Merritt, creating a functional artwork and world-first shoreline community allotment on the Isle of Sheppey. As one half of the artist duo Something and Sun, Andrew's work examines social and environmental issues via everyday scenarios, crisscrossing the boundaries between the visual arts, architecture, and activism. The project takes inspiration from the traditional allotment form and expands it into the intertidal zone, the area of the seashore that is both covered at high tide and uncovered at low tide, where tidal movements create a unique belt of biodiversity, allowing a variety of organisms, including algae, seaweeds, funguses, edible flora, barnacles, limpets, mussels, crustaceans, mosses, and lichens, to thrive. The coast is a place of great energy, constant change, and rich biodiversity. Intertidal allotment embraces these qualities, creating a hospitable environment for people to mix and new ideas to seed and grow. By engaging people in community climate action and new biodiversity initiatives, the project seeks to revitalize our relationship to sustainable food production and test experimental methods for reconnecting people with the land and sea. A work in progress. The long-term aim is to develop a modular and sustainable system of structures and allotment plots that improve biodiversity, respond to the needs of local people, and which can be replicated in other coastal locations. The first phase of the project has been a five-year program of consultation and collaboration with Isle of Sheppey residents, exploring this innovative concept through a series of walks, talks, and hands-on workshops. Alongside ecologists, architects, academics, fabricators, foragers, chefs, and growers, we have experimented with materials, investigated coastal eating, and discovered the natural beauty and history of Sheppey's coastline. This period also saw the first prototype allotment structures installed at Ship, onshore beach, on the north coast of Sheppey to understand how the local flora and fauna respond. With the culmination of this first phase, we are now working to grow the allotment and expand the concept to new locations on Sheppey. Intertidal Allotment is commissioned by Cement Fields and is supported by the National Lottery Community Fund through their Climate Action Fund. It is being delivered in partnership with a range of national and local organisations, including Ideas Test, Swaleborough Council, Sheppey Matters, and University of Kent School of Anthropology and Conservation, about the role. The Associate Curator, Intertidal Allotment, is an exciting and vital freelance role at the centre of the project, responsible for supporting deep and meaningful local engagement and the transition to community ownership. The role will act as the main point of contact and coordination for the Friends of Intertidal Allotment, ensuring that they are embedded with all aspects of the project. To strengthen wider community engagement and climate action empowerment, the role will be responsible for delivering the Seeding Engagement Programme, a series of family-friendly, accessible activities providing a welcoming first step into the project for people of all ages and backgrounds. The role will report to the project lead, Sam Taylor, curator at Cement Fields and community lead, Tracy Brunt, director at Ideas Test, and work closely with the artist and designer, Andrew Merritt, as well as the production manager. Deliverables. Work with the local community, including all ages from infants through to elders, with a particular focus on hard-to-reach communities. Act as the day-to-day point of contact for the Friends of Intertidal Allotment, helping to ensure they're actively engaged and informed on the entire project. This includes facilitating regular Friends meetings, helping to facilitate training, and other related tasks, including responding to requests as they arise. Devise, develop, and deliver the Seeding Engagement Programme with oversight from the community lead and input from the project lead and artist and designer. Support the Friends to deliver allotment days, programmes of events and activities at one of the allotment plots one day per year. Represent Cement Fields and Intertidal Allotment at local partner meetings and other stakeholder events. Work closely with the Cement Fields team, supporting the team and any other staff and volunteers as required. Conduct strong evaluation of projects, ensuring that learning is incorporated into planning. Work with Friends and the project team to successfully transition the project to community ownership. Skills and experience. We're looking for someone who can bring the following skills and experience to the project. 3. Experience of successfully engaging participants, audiences, and communities through arts and environmental practices. Experience planning and delivering public events with an understanding of necessary permissions, risk assessments, logistics, etc. Experience of working with a range of people, from young people to elders, and especially those considered hard to reach. Experience of working with artists on large-scale, socially engaged projects. Knowledge of and familiarity with the communities, landscapes and cultural organisations on the Isle of Sheppey. A demonstrable affinity for the aims and objectives of intertidal allotment. Knowledge of best practice and strong commitment to equality, diversity, and inclusion. Commitment to Cement Fields' vision and values. Ability to advocate both within and on behalf of Cement Fields and Intertidal Allotment with a wide range of people and stakeholders. Excellent communication and problem-solving skills and effective time management skills. We're looking for an individual who is based on or near the Isle of Sheppey, within 2 HRS and able to be on-site regularly. Experience of gardening and growing. This might be professionally or as a hobby. For example, allotment growing. A commitment to and understanding of sustainable and environmental practices. A clean UK driving license and access to a vehicle. Summary of terms. Job title, Associate Curator. Intertidal Allotment. Reports to Sam Taylor. Project Lead and Curator, Cement Fields. Contract Freelance. With expected project duration until April 2031, subject to funding. Fee £10,000 annually, based on 50 days a year at £200 per day, inclusive of all fees and expenses. Payable monthly upon presentation of valid invoice. Travel expenses budget will be provided in addition to the fee. Place of work, we envisaged that the majority of the work will take place on site in various locations on the Isle of Sheppey. There may be some remote working possible, for example, online meetings and or working from our office space in North Kent, available on Tuesdays. Occasional, further travel may be necessary to attend meetings and represent the organisation in North Kent and beyond. Right to work, all applicants must have the right to work in the UK. Hours of work, we anticipate the role requiring one day per week, with some flexibility required to accommodate busier periods. Evening and weekend work will be required at times. How to apply? To apply for this role, please email the following to info@cementfields.org. A current CV. A summary of your relevant experience. Why you are interested in the position. Why you believe you are right for the role. And how your skills and experience relate to the responsibilities and role specification on approximately one side of a four. Please also fill in our Equal Opportunities monitoring form to complete your application. If you would like to ask questions about the role or have a conversation with us before applying, please get in touch by email at info@cementfields.org. Selection process. The deadline for applications is 9 a.m. Monday, May 18th, 2026. Interviews will be held in person in Sheerness on Thursday, June 4th, 2026. Exact time and date will be confirmed with candidates at invitation to interview. Cement Fields is an equal opportunities employer. We acknowledge the structural exclusion in the arts and are committed to equality of opportunity for all and are actively striving to make our organisation more inclusive. We actively encourage applications from those who face barriers to employment in the arts. We guarantee to interview anyone with a disability whose application meets the person's specification. We welcome flexible working arrangements, including flexible working hours and job shares. Access. This document is also available in large print and as an audio version. If you need this information in any further formats, or if you need to submit your information in a different format to be able to apply or require us to make any other reasonable adjustments to assist you in the recruitment process, please contact us at info@cementfields.org. Cement Fields is a registered charity. Charity number 1,102,498, company number 602,217, suite 145, 728 New Road Avenue, Chatham, Kent. Me46, bbcementfields.org.